Representative Jim Jordan, Buzz Lightyear went woke. The movie went broke. By Paul Bois on June 23, 2022. The fallout of Disney's woke Lightyear bombing at the box office has been felt so far and wide that none other than Representative Jim Jordan, RO, has chimed in on its colossal collapse. Buzz Lightyear went woke. The movie went broke, Jordan tweeted on Wednesday, prompting angry backlash from leftists. Lightyear bombed hard at the box office this past weekend, much to the dismay of analysts and film critics who believed the movie would at least pull in $80 million domestically in its opening weekend. It pulled in just $50.6 million domestically with a worldwide haul of $80 million. Given that the movie cost $200 million to produce plus another $100 million in marketing, the movie will lose a colossal amount of money. As Breitbart News' John Nolte pointed out, the loss in revenue likely stemmed from Disney's desire to insert a same-sex kiss into the movie as part of its mission statement to push LGBTQ content in children's programming. I know we are not supposed to say this out loud, but I'm going to say it anyway. Other than homosexuals, no one wants to watch any kind of sexual intimacy between same-sex couples. We just don't. Why? Because, if you'll pardon the expression, we were born this way. It's how we're wired. No one goes to the movies to be made uncomfortable. And parents don't take their kids to the movies, most especially a Disney movie, to expose them to human sexuality before they are ready. Disney CEO Bob Chapek put Disney on a collision course with ruin this past March when he came out swinging against the bill in Florida to bar sexuality from being taught to kindergarteners. "I understand that many are upset that we did not speak out against the bill," Chapek said. "We were opposed to the bill from the outset, but we chose not to take a public position on it because we thought we could be more effective working behind the scenes, working with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. I called Governor DeSantis this morning to express our disappointment and concern that if the legislation becomes law, it could be used to unfairly target gay, lesbian, non-binary, and transgender kids and families," he added.